Community Matters, solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference.
Hey, it's Megan from The Morning Show and you're encouraging WFER. Welcome to another edition of Community Matters. I'm excited today to be talking with Kristen Schley. She is with Safe Families for Children Intake and Family Coach Coordinator, which is a program under Bethany Christian Services. Kristen, welcome to the show.
Again, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and I'm very thankful for you giving your time today, because I know that you probably have a very busy schedule. But I am curious just to kind of learn a little bit more from you about Bethany Christian Services. Maybe we could just start there before we dive into some of the specific programs. So can you tell me about Bethany Christian Services, sort of your overall mission and who you serve?
Absolutely. So Bethany believes that everyone deserves to be safe, loved, and connected. And in particular, our mission is to make sure that that is true in the lives of the most vulnerable children and families. So we have worked to serve children since 1944. We originally started in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is actually where our headquarters is. We opened our first Bethany offices in Virginia in 1989, and we are currently located in several different cities, really covering basically the whole state of Virginia, but our office is in Fredericksburg. We have offices in Richmond and then workers that work remotely in the Northern Virginia area and Virginia Beach in the western part of the state.
That is great. I was going to actually ask about location, but it does sound then like you said, you pretty much can cover the entire footprint of Virginia based not just on your office locations, but others who are working remotely from different areas, right?
Yes, definitely. And then I should have probably mentioned that we have Bethany offices all over the nation. We have 30 different states that have Bethany offices, and then also we're covered on 5 different continents in 13 countries.
Wow. So it's even a much larger organization than I realized. I knew that there were locations outside of Virginia, but just to know that there's global impact as well, that's huge.
It is. And it's really interesting. The more I learn about it, it feels so good to be a part of something that's so much larger than what I am.
Amen. Amen to that. I am interested in finding out some of the programs that Bethany Christian Services offers. So can I ask you just a general maybe overview of some of the different programs, but then I do want to dive specifically into one that you are overseeing. So if we could start with the general overview just for our listeners, that would be great.
So Bethany's inception, as I mentioned, began in 1944, and that particular case was a domestic infant adoption case. And Bethany has been a leader in the adoption arena for all of these years since then. But we offer a number of other quality social services that we believe reflect the love and compassion of Jesus in other kinds of programs, for instance, family preservation programs. What we want is to be where the need is. We want to watch and see where God is working, and we want to be where that is and do what that is. And so in recent years, and in particular in Virginia, in the last couple of years, we have been learning more about and offering more services for family preservation, where a child can stay with his or her family of origin if it's at all possible. And we want that to be a very healthy, thriving family. And we want to do whatever we can to make that possible, especially for families that are facing a crisis or for children that are particularly vulnerable. And so, in addition to our domestic infant adoption programs, we also have the Safe Families for Children program, which I'm particularly passionate about, and I want to talk about that some. We also have several programs just launched this year, actually, that are reaching out to refugees and unaccompanied minors who come into the country and their parents are not here, so they're placed in a home with possibly a relative or like a family friend, but we have social workers that go in and make sure that those homes are safe for those families and that those relationships are safe for those children. So we provide what's called home study post-release supervision services for unaccompanied minors. We have wraparound services for those that are entering the country who need additional emotional support or social services. We provide mental health counseling for them. So we have a number of services for a number of different people in need, most often minors or children. But the Safe Families for Children program is one in which we are really passionate about keeping children safe and keeping families together.
So can you talk to me a little bit about what exactly that means. When you talk about keeping the children safe, keeping the families together, what are some of the goals? What are you working with families to do?
Well, Safe Families for Children is a voluntary emergency respite care program. And I keep saying program, but really, you know, it's more like a movement. It's okay. More of a movement. So if you have a family that's facing some sort of crisis, for example, homelessness or some kind of domestic violence situation, or maybe their house burned down, or maybe they lost their job. And these families that are particularly socially isolated and don't have, you know, relatives or friends that are nearby that could help them with their children, they come to us and say, I need help. I don't have anybody to watch my child. I've got to find a new place to live, or I have to find a new job. And can you help me? And we have vetted, trained, home studied, background checked volunteers from a network of churches all around the area who have stepped forward and said, yes, I want to help a family in that situation. I will take a child into my house temporarily. It's not a custody situation. It's not an adoption by any stretch, but it's just a temporary, like what you would do if you had relatives or friends in the area and you needed help. I mean, when I needed help when my son was little and I was, you know, in a crisis situation, I would call my mom or I would call my neighbor down the street, or I would get somebody to help me that I knew. But these families are so very socially isolated that they just don't have a network of support. Mm-hmm. So we have volunteers that step in and say, yes, I will be this network of support. And I can make room at my table for one more child or two more children for a month or for a week. And so while the child is being kept safe in a host family's home, we have other volunteers from these churches who come around and become a circle of support for that parent that's facing some sort of crisis. And that might mean, you know, walking beside her through whatever she's dealing with. It might mean helping her with interviewing skills if she needs a new job. It might mean helping her find a new home if she's needing to leave an abusive relationship or if she's homeless. We have resource friends that come around and provide furniture and clothing and toys and food if she had a crisis at her house or house burned down or something. So we have people that are waiting to step forward and meet these needs while the children are being kept safe. And ultimately, when the children return to mom or mom and dad, it's a better situation, a healthier family, a healthier home, a more thriving, healthy family. And all those volunteers stay in touch with this family and this parent so that she now has a circle of support going forward. Maybe they've started inviting her to their church. Maybe they've gotten her involved in their Bible study group or their life group, or they've just invited her to their friends to go out and have coffee together from time to time. But ultimately, going forward, we have made it not just through a temporary crisis, but we have hope for the future for a much more resilient, stable situation.
That is incredible. And I love hearing about this because I did not know about this program or like you said, this movement. And it really does sound like it's a much more healthy alternative to some more extreme measures that maybe some would have to take in this situation. But because Bethany Christian Services with this specific program is able to step in and provide that circle of support, it really does sort of open the options for a family who really needs that. You mentioned that it was more like a movement than a program. So can I ask, how long has this specific service been around? Is this a fairly new development, or are we talking something that's been around for a couple decades?
Well, the actual Safe Families for Children program has been around since 2003, but it was not offered in all of the states because of particular legislation that was in place at the time. And in Virginia, some legislation actually just changed in November of 2019 that made it possible for us to offer Safe Families for Children through a licensed child placing agency. So that's what Bethany is. Bethany Christian Services is a licensed child placing agency. So we're licensed and audited and regulated by the state of Virginia Department of Social Services. And so because we are a licensed child placing agency and that piece of legislation changed, we were able to then begin offering this program. But of course, at the beginning of 2020, you know, we pretty much shut down the whole world. And we have been working pretty hard behind the scenes during this whole COVID time to get this program up and running and robust and ready to receive the families that come to us for help. And we have just been able to help several families in the last year. We have been bringing onboarding several volunteer host families, family friends, resource families, all of these different volunteers who have said, yes, I want to do this. I'm ready. Just like us, they have seen where God is moving and they want to be where that is. And so that's kind of why I'm calling this a movement, because we're not just a ministry that's providing a service. We are a movement where we are inviting people to come and get involved and make a difference and make an impact in our community and really for generations in the future. Because if you change the life of one family, one child, then you're changing the life of the future for that child and changing, you know, generational curses, generational poverty, generational abuse. We're actually preventing abuse. We're preventing neglect. Because as you mentioned, in a situation where Safe Families is not able to step in and help, we might not be able to prevent a child from being neglected and abused. And then that becomes a situation where DSS has to step in and CPS has to remove a child. And we don't want to wait that long before something changes in this family. We want to make it so that that abuse and that neglect doesn't even have to happen before some help comes in and some change occurs.
Amazing. Thank you. I'm just, my brain keeps going to, like, you know, the single mom in the situation who might need help. And I know obviously that's not the only thing that you're dealing with, but are there obstacles that you face when it comes to getting families to trust in this service, because it is a very temporary placement, like you said? Do you ever run into situations where there is a fear on their part that they are handing over their children? And if so, like, how do you work through that? How do you give them that comfort, that peace of mind, knowing, A, that their kids are going to a very safe place, but also knowing that you're not handing over custody? How do you work through that with the families?
Well, as I mentioned, it's a voluntary program. So in general, the families are coming to us and asking for help. So if they're asking for help, they need it very badly. Okay. And they are, I don't want to say they're desperate, but I want to say that they have come to the end of their, you know, of all of the solutions that they could come up with. And the next step would maybe even be that CPS does step in, and they don't want that. And we all know, I mean, CPS provides a very valuable service to the children of our communities, and we are so thankful for the work that they do. But we all know the system is completely flooded. They are very understaffed, very overworked, and there aren't enough foster families out there even. So this is a situation that most people really want to avoid. So when they come to us, they're kind of like seeing us as the only option. But the other thing is too, and you're absolutely right, there are certainly fears that they have, and they, especially because we are a licensed child placing agency, that's a little bit scary too. It might seem like, are you actually thinking about adoption for my child? And that's not at all what we're doing, even though that's a service Bethany offers. It's a totally different program, completely different. But we also can offer a family friend to a family that's facing crisis without actually hosting the child. So if the child is safe at home, we want to keep the child at home with the parents as much as that's possible. Maybe what they need is just a family friend to come along and give them some parent mentoring, or just a friend to walk beside them through things, or to help point them to resources in the community that they may not know about, or services that are available through Department of Social Services that they may not know about. So if they don't need their child to be hosted, they still have access to the other things that this program provides. And we have a lot of people who are very interested in being that family friend, or that mommy mentor, or that daddy mentor. I mean, as you mentioned, it's not always just a mom. And we can answer their questions if they do have those fears. And the other thing is, too, we encourage, and really part of the entire plan of the circle of support is that while a child is being hosted, the mom or dad can have visits with the child at least every week. They can have phone calls, FaceTime calls every night. They are getting to know this host family well, and they know each other, and they exchange phone numbers, and there is not this whole big mystery of like, oh, you're carting my child off to I don't know where, and I won't know whether I can trust you or not. So we stay in touch the whole time that the hosting is taking place. And at any time ever she wants to have her child back, she is able to say so, and we will return the child immediately.
I love it. I'm really fascinated by hearing more about this, and I'm grateful that services like this exist. And this is just one of the many programs that Bethany Christian Services offers. So we're not going to go into a deep dive on every single one, because I know that we don't have the time to unpack all of those. So I would like to scale out a little bit and talk more about Bethany Christian Services in general. Can you tell me a little bit about your funding? Like, where does the money to provide these services come from?
Well, the services that I spoke about with regard to refugees and unaccompanied minors are coming through grants that we apply for through the government. So those are basically self-funded in the sense that we wouldn't be able to even offer the program if we hadn't been approved for those grants.
Mm-hmm.
But Safe Families for Children is a program that does not have any income derived from any particular area, because, of course, it's a free service to the families we serve. And then the families that are basically driving this movement are volunteers. So we do spend a good amount of time writing grant proposals and requesting funds from organizations that are passionate about the prevention of child abuse and child neglect. But we also do reach out to our local churches and local organizations and businesses and say, hey, if you're passionate about keeping children safe and keeping families together, can you join this movement with us? Maybe you can't host a child in your home, or maybe you can't volunteer to help with parents, but maybe you can say, hey, you know, I would really love to be able to fund this movement and to see this change occur in our society right now. Our domestic infant adoption program is mostly funded by the adoptive families, with the fees that are charged for the home study and post-placement supervision and the social workers who run that program. The pregnancy counseling program, where we offer free options counseling to women who are facing unplanned pregnancy, that is also not something that derives any income, because, again, those services are free to the women that we are serving. So that would be another program in which we do reach out and ask for funds from other life-affirming organizations and churches and people who are very passionate about helping a woman in that situation to make a life-affirming choice.
Are there any events or initiatives going on that our listening audience should be aware of, whether as a way just to find out more about Bethany Christian Services and programs, or, you know, movements like Safe Families for Children? Are there any programs or initiatives where people can go out and learn more or actually support the work that you're doing?
I am so glad you asked, Megan, because we have our Family Changes Everything event coming up on October 20th. We are so excited about this. It's our third year of hosting it. It's our pretty much our flagship event for Bethany. That is, its purpose is to raise awareness of a lot of these services that we do provide for people who don't know or maybe don't realize how big Bethany really is and how long we've been around. But it is definitely our big fundraiser for the year. It's free, but we are going to be hosting it this year at America's Home Place. We're so honored that they have offered to host this for us there on October 20th, as I said, at 6 p.m. It is a broadcast. It's going to be broadcast live all across the nation and actually all around the world at exactly that same time. So it will be thousands and thousands of people that are all watching it together. But it features music by Kirk Franklin. We have worship from Phil Wickham. We have speakers Peter Mutabazi, who's a foster parent and a foster care advocate, Ashley Island, who's an author and speaker, Tori Hope Peterson, who is an author. She grew up in the foster care system. She's amazing to listen to. And then our keynote speaker we're super excited about is Bob Goff. He's the New York Times bestselling author of Love Does and the founder of the Love Does organization. I'm sure you've probably heard of him. He's amazing. I cannot wait to hear what he has to say that night. But we're really excited about this event. We've hosted this event virtually over the last couple of years for kind of obvious reasons, but this is our first year, at least in Fredericksburg, hosting it as a big, like, public event. And I'm just so honored for a lot of our corporate sponsors who have just come around and said, let's definitely do this, especially Simventions and America's Home Place, like I said, who's hosting it. We have Salem Village Academy, Healthy Beginnings, MacDoc Property Management, Kitchen Crafters, Loudoun Building Systems, Zoe Freedom Center, the Alexander School. And then we're going to have dessert from Crumble Cookies and food from Orofino. So it's going to be a wonderful night, I think, a really inspiring night. I think an eye-opening night for people to know really how big these movements are and that's happening right here in Fredericksburg and that people can get involved.
I love that. I think that that is incredible. Beyond this event, and actually, you know what, before we move on from this, could you remind us, where is it going to be? I know you said it's going to be on the 20th, but where and what time?
It's at America's Home Place in Central Park at 6 p.m.
Perfect.
And there is a way, if people want to attend live, they can go online to register, and you would just go to familychangeseverything.org, and you would select local registration, and then under there you would select the Fredericksburg event, because this event's being held in 15 different places around the country at the same time. So you would definitely select Fredericksburg to register. But if someone wants to watch this live stream virtually, you can also go to that same website, familychangeseverything.org, and select virtual registration. And then if you do that, you'll receive a link on the day of the event that you can click on and just watch it from the privacy of your own home. Or we would welcome you to have a watch party at your house. Invite your friends and neighbors or your life group and have them come and watch with you there.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Beyond this event, are there any other things that you hold throughout the year that people may be able to attend, you know, if not this one, at a later date?
We do have live information sessions. I say live. I guess I should have said virtual, but it's live as in it's happening at that same time.
Sure.
Information sessions a couple times a month. If somebody is interested in getting involved in volunteering through, say, Families for Children, they can go to an information session, and they can, in order to sign up for that, you would go to bethany.org and look up the Virginia branch. And under events, you will see exactly where those information sessions are. You can sign up for a Zoom link, and they're about an hour long, but it does give a little bit more in-depth, detailed description of how you can get involved, what you can do if you want to volunteer. And if you feel like you don't even need an information session and you are ready to get involved in this movement, we welcome that. And I would say, please just go ahead and go to safe-families.org and select the Richmond Fredericksburg branch. And that will put you in into the list of people who want to get onboarded to be a part of this movement, to be a part of keeping children safe, keeping families together, avoiding child abuse, avoiding neglect, and making a difference in the world.
Amazing. Thank you. Are you aware of any like big dreams or plans for growth for Bethany Christian Services overall in the Virginia area? Or do you specifically have any big plans and dreams for, say, Families for Children?
Well, Bethany Christian Services is always trying to find where the need is and find a way to meet that need. Mm-hmm. And another program that is not currently being offered in our branch, but we believe might be on the horizon for us, is called Home Builders. And that is another family preservation program where licensed counselors and social workers will go into homes where children remain with the family, but maybe just work with them on some relationship building skills or some resilience skills or some things that that family has been identified as particularly needing, but it's not to the extent that maybe a child needs to be removed or any kind of government needs to step in. But that Home Builders program is something that we're really interested in getting involved in, and I would say to watch for that over the next year or two. That's a big dream of ours. For Safe Families, absolutely. We've really just launched Safe Families officially in the Fredericksburg area in this last month. So I got a lot of work to do in terms of building our volunteer teams here in Fredericksburg and getting involved, getting churches aware that this program exists and that their congregations and that their volunteers who might have a passion for children could really kind of hook in and be a part of this, which could also then become a church home for those families that are facing the crisis that, you know, that we're serving. So I have a dream of really building Safe Families over this next 12 months into being a very robust service that's offered, and even that the social services departments in our community would partner with us and to know that we are here to kind of partner with them. we're not certainly competing with them by any stretch. We're really just trying to come alongside them and say, how can we help with meeting the needs of these families that we all want to make healthier and happier and a better place for the children that live there.
Kristen, thank you so much. I don't have any further questions. I would love if you could just reiterate sort of the contact information for Bethany or for Safe Families for Children, just for our listeners who are listening and want to get more information.
Absolutely. So the main website for Bethany, just the overall corporate Bethany, is www.bethany.org. From there, you can find the Virginia branches. You can find specifically the Fredericksburg branch. You can also call 1-800-BETHANY if you have any specific questions or any general questions. If you would like to get involved in volunteering with the Safe Families Movement as either a host family or a family friend or a resource family, or if maybe you want to get your church involved or if your church has questions, you can go to safe-families.org and select the Richmond Fredericksburg chapter of Safe Families. And if you'd like to join us for Family Changes Everything on October 20th at 6 p.m., either live at America's Home Place or virtually with a link to watch from home, you can go to familychangeseverything.org and select a virtual registration if you want a link to watch from home, or select local registration and the Fredericksburg event if you would like to come and join us for some yummy food and a fun silent auction and just a lot of good fellowship and fun.
Well, Kristen, thank you so much for your time today. This has been a fantastic conversation, and we are grateful to be able to share this information with our listeners.
We are grateful. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. And that concludes another edition of Community Matters. Thank you once again for hanging with us today. And of course, if you'd like to hear audio from any of these interviews again, you can do so right on our website, wper.org. Have a great day.